The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Ayet morgen, Yoim Aleph, Parshas Shelach Lechu, Chuf by 7, Tuf Shien, Pai, Elim Spuram, Sunday, the 14th of June, 2020. Start the day the Torah way. Gavim in Yunem Chaylik Bais. This week's Shiurim on the Snadav Lila Nishmas Reb Zayv Ben Reb Doiv from Little Stone, whose 8th Yurtzat is this week, Chuf Zayin 7. The Shiurim, the Shiur said by me, Moshe Halpin, a continuation of last week's Shiur concerning Gavim in Yunem, which we hope soon. The Shia is a Chalik from Torah, but the Chalik Lamasa, the thing, we hope very soon will be, as Mazukt in Yiddish, a Sroigim Nuch Sikis. So we spoke that in Simon Nien Hai, the Mechaber brings various Siifim, which show, and which he says explicitly, that the 10 people who form the Minyan have to be in one enclosure. Then the Mechaber brings in Sif Yudalet, Misha Oynayt Achoyra Baisak Meitzah, someone who's standing behind the shul, Ibenayim Chaloyim, and between him, that means that he's not standing behind a plain wall, there is a window, Imara Lehem Punov Mishon, he shows them his face from there, from where he's standing, Mitztalef Imuhem Lasture, he joins to become part of the tent. Says the Ramu, that only applies to a window, but Gagin, roofs, the Aliyos, is first floors, Einon Bechal, attics, Einon Bechal Bayes, Vuhoimed Alayim, Einon Mitzafen. So you've got a shul underneath, and you've got the first floor on top, or it could be even like a lady's shul, or he's standing on the roof. They are not mitzvahs. So there's a difference between a window and a roof. The Bais Yosef brings a sugya in Psuchim, which concerns Yerushalayim. Similar would be the Gabla Bais Hamikdash. The sugya there talks about Yerushalayim, that in Yerushalayim as a Kedisha, one could eat Kuchim Kalim. So to where does this Kedisha go? So the Gemara says that chaloinos windows, and we explained last week that in those times the thickness of the walls was very wide. You could have six tuchim and amma, or even more, like we see even nowadays. We can say in the Steinitz in Koistel Maluvi and other places, very, very. So one could actually stand in the cavity of the window. So where does the Kedisha of Yerushalayim end? The inside of the wall or on the outside of the wall? So the Gemara says that as far as the windows are concerned, Chaloinus Kelefnim, that means the cavity of the wall, is considered part of Yerushalayim. Yet, roofs and first floors were not Niskadish. So that means even if you were in Yerushalayim and you stood on the roof or even on the first floor, one could not eat Kudushim Kalim. And we mentioned last week, that were that to stay when Mashiach comes, all those who have got delightful penthouses in Yerushalayim would not, say the night, be allowed to eat their Korban Pesach there. They would have to come to the ground floor, because only ground floors were Niskadosh. Unless when Mashiach will come, the Gagan Valiyas will be Niskadosh. Says the Rabbeinu Yerichem, the Talmud of the Rosh, the Bais Yosef quotes him, that the same applies to a Beis HaKnesis. If you want to know, is someone in the enclosure or out? Roofs are not included in the Beis HaKnesis, so someone standing on the roof, you can't be mitzvah to a minion. Whereas if he would be standing in the cavity of a window, he would be considered that he is in the shul. Says the Bais Yosef, according to the Bani Rechem, that he has to physically be in the enclosure of the shul. So were he to be in the window, which would be not enough if he just puts his head in, And Zecher not enough if he stands outside and just can see him, because that would make him as if he's standing in the shul. He would have to be Roishoy V'Riloy B'Chaloy, like we see by a sikkah. One doesn't have to be 100% of his whole body in the sikkah. It's enough if Roishoy, his head, V'Riloy, and the majority of his body is in the sikkah. The same, for him to be considered that he's in the shul, he would have to be Roishoy V'Riloy B'Chaloy. Then afterwards he brings from his Rebbe, the Mari Habiyah, who brings from, in the name of the Guan, that Machnis Roishoy B'Chaloy, someone who puts in his head in the window, Mitztaras Imuam, the Minyan Asura, is considered as if he's Mitztaras to the ten, and the Bishyasa says, V'loy Chilek B'Kach, and he didn't differentiate. Now, the Pusha Peshat L'Choy Mitzyasa would mean that, until now, I've said that one would have to be Reish V'Ribber B'Chaloyin. My Rebbe brings B'Shem Neguan that it's enough if one brings just his head in. And again, it's not clear what would the head help. Are we trying to say that Negabe Tefillah, there's another din, although by sick one has to be Reish V'Ribber, Negabe Tefillah, it's enough that the head is in the Reshis, or is he trying to say that there's a different din altogether? The Bais Yosef continues and says that the Or Chaim, which is a Rishon, says that someone who stands Achoy Bais Knesses, and that's the Lushna Mechaber, in Mara Lehen Kuna, is okay. The Bais Yosef seems to join what his Rebbe says, the Mari Abia, the Shem Aguan, with what the Or Chaim says, that Mishoim the Achoy Bais Knesses, Ibnayim Chaloyim, Imaralehem Puno Misham. The Or Chaim is evenness. Imaralehem Puno means he shows for those inside his head. It doesn't have to mean even that he puts his head inside the cavity of the window. So this is not clear. What are we trying to say here? Are we trying to say that although it doesn't have to be Roishoy V'Riboy, it has to be Roishoy, and Mara Lehem Punov means also that he puts his head in the cavity? Or are we trying to say that Bais Yosef here found something different to everything else, that if someone shows his head, that means it's visible to those who are inside the shul, that's also considered as if he's part of the minyan? Here would be the first place where the Mechaber could maybe be holding that there is such a concept that although one is not in the same enclosure, but by visibly contact of eyesight would also be considered as if he is in the same neshis. There are gedolei achronim who learn like that in this halucha, the prichudos, Mugen Avraham is a bit debatable, Shulchan Aruch Rav goes very strongly with that. And Mishnah Brira also understands that this seif seems to say that it's enough with eye contact. The problem would then be that we learned a whole mechaber about chutzah ketana and a chutzah gedola, two chatzaylas. We learned of when the part of the minyan is in shul, the other part is in the lady shul, that it's not mitzvah. We learned that even if someone is in the depth of the thickness of the doorway, if it's from the door and out, which is called in Ushkoidish Agaf, Elechitz Kelechitz, at the Mizn Matchikzan, squeeze, that all these aluchas are talking about when there is no eye contact. They're not visible one from another. But if we say that eye contact is enough, then what's the problem? And this is Zayadri Sadoichik to say that you've got two chatzeiras, two gardens, which are open one to, which the Chutzak Tana is Nifritz B'Meliyo, that the fence between the Chutzak Tana to the Chutzak Doida is open completely till 5 meters. And yet they can't see one another is a grace of doichik. Other these shitters halt nazoi. The master, there's a machlokes l'shoinim, there are l'shoinim, there are you, and we mentioned Rajba in the Efshaloima, which the Bais Yosef doesn't bring, but there's a Rabbi who says strongly that eye contact is enough. Again, but a lot of Rishonim differ, and Nachronim also speak Machloikas. The Ma'aseh of the Mishnah Brira in Semenin Hayis is Putin Nin Bais. And by the way, this is not my Makias. This I saw in Kintas by, I think his name is Rav Avun David Moore from the Yerushalayim, who he brings three Lashonas of the Mishnah Brira. In Semenin Hayis is Putin Bais, he says that if it's easy to be in one enclosure, one should do so. So again, when the law doesn't allow it, one can't. Bi'aluchah Sifi Gimel says, Leketchila Yosef Tov La'achmer. The strongest solution is Simon Nin Hai, Sifkut Nin Zayin, where he writes, If the Mukum Hatchak, Sashas Hatchak, Efshe Sheyesh Lehukul. That solution would l'choyer imply that even Mishas Hatchak, the Bi'aluchah is specific where the one can be Michael on eye contact. And it's a bit interesting that he should write different lashonas, unless one can everywhere where he wrote specify why he wrote that way. But there is, it's a zecher nishkan halagetchila. Again, when Klal Yisrael all over the world, there was no possibility of having 10 people in one enclosure, and the question is whether one should be machna. Again, if it's not considered a minyan, then to say Kaddish, Baruch Kaddisha, Hoyesh Menetzer, one can machat tonight, should be a Tillis Meluva. So that's a problem. In Etzur, had a problem with Beiches Kahanim, and the same over here, Yomtev. Baruch Kaddisha, Kaddish, is a Shalat in a Bruch Levatula if it's not considered a minion. So one could say one should be Machmer, but the Chidur, and it became very worldwide known, in his Sefer, Machzik Brucha, Simenin Hay, of Skutnid Aleph, in those times there was also something called like a quarantine, where people were put in 40 days in quarantine in huts, and it was not possible to have 10 people either standing on the street or in one hut. It was called the Lazarito. So, although he himself is quite machma, that eye contact is not enough, but he says since it's a Shas Abchak and they've tried the best what they can do, is he's Michael Kedai Shelo Yizbatli Mem Yoim Metzila Betzida, that over 10 people, I don't know how many people there were in that quarantine, should 40 days not daven Metzila Betzida, is a Michael B'Shas Abchak to be Soymuch on eye contact. So again, when it comes on a one only occasion, there's certainly a mukum to be machmer and they need to be mevater on the Bochin Kedisha. But when it was Megaya for the whole Klal Yisrael for a large period of time, I think the majority of Klal Yisrael of Soymuch Bain on the concept of eye contact, although Semish Kampush Tezach. Another thing which came up, and I must say, I didn't know it till before Pesach, in Simon Kif Tzadik Hai, where we said the concept of eye contact is brought the Gaber Hilchus Zimun, where you have two Chabiras in different houses, and they want to be Mitzvahs either to say a Zimun, or if there's two Chabiras together, they've got Minyan, but they haven't got 10 people on their own, they want to say a Lekaini. Is if there's eye contact, aluch is in mitzuson roi aylias ayli mitzpatas the zimun. Says the machaber, the yesh mi shoimer, there is one who says, she'im l'shit harabim mafseikes b'im b'is habatin, if there is a road which is mafseik between the two houses, aynon mitzpatasim b'shim inyon, even if there's eye contact or there's other concepts there, of a shamash, a server who serves in both places, even everything together, eye contact and the same waiter who waits upon them, if there's a shisarabim between the two houses, it's not mitzvahs. So the problem was over here, if there aren't 10 people on the same side of the road, and there is a shisarabim who is mafsik, and again, everyone understands that the shisarabim here does not mean the shisarabim from in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Ayurvim, where it says Tulim, 600,000 people, again, the whole controversy, whether all the roads aren't good, they're not good. Everyone understands that Shisarab means public, where the public goes through, it's not Mitzvahs. Now, there is such, and for that one has to have a bit of experience in the halucha, in the nisach and the mechaber. Many times the mechaber brings a halucha b'stuma, and then he says, yes, mishayimah, there are those who say this and that. Then the pasuk halucha is according to the majority, and one does not accept the minority view. Yet, b'shas hatchat, there is such a concept that one can be soimach on the minority view. Here, it's different, and in many such cases, when the Siyosef, in the sight of the Siyosef, finds a halucha, which only one or two the Shoinim say, but the standard the Shoinim who he brings, the Rif, Rosh and Rambam, do not quote it, then he brings it, Belushan Yesh Misha Oimer, but, because he only found it in one or two Rishonim, but that does not mean that the majority of the Rishonim argue, especially, So then, one can't say, okay, since only one or two bring it, the majority disagree, and B'Shas Otchag, I should be make on the majority, because the Mechaber wrote it, Yesh Misha Oimer, not because the majority are Choylek, but because he only found it in one or two individual Rishonim. This halucha that the Shisarabim is mafsik legabe zimen is brought in the Rabbi Yoina and in the Sefer Kolboy. And again, there's no one known to be choylik. And amasa, all the achroinim bring this halucha, the Tirazuah, he's even more machmer, but even not in the Shisarabim, but in the Shisarabim, Zecher, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Mishnah Breeder. I didn't find anyone who's choylik on the halucha on the Shisarabim. Is since the whole concept of eye contact is a shala, whether it bechlal applies to Siddur to Minyan.
Kol halashon.
Maybe only to Zimun. And even in Zimun, if there's a Shisarabim mafzik, it's not mitzvahs. I can't see how one can be Michael. We'll soon see what the questions are. A question which I was asked, the halucha is, and I don't know if we'll have time to go into it, that once you have got a minyan, a 10 people in one enclosure or with eye contact or whatever, even those who are not in the same enclosure or even those who haven't got eye contact but can hear the Baal Tefillah, once there's already a minyan, then even those who are, again, who are not in that enclosure, who have not even got eye contact, can answer Borchi, Kedisha, Luchi Vishmai Oman, Yaishmai Rabu, and that's a member of the Mshiba and Ivy, who has the Poskim understand it, that once there is a minion, the Kedisha can be Meluk transfer. So I was asked whether if there is 10 people on one side of the road, but there is a Uvaloyalaini on the other side of the road, whether he can say Kaddish. And that is a problem, because we've learned before, that just that there has to be 10 people in one enclosure or with eye contact, the Shliach Tzibur has to be part of that enclosure or in that eye contact, because he's the one who is like promoting the Shliach to come by saying, Borchi, he's inviting the Olam, so that's the oftener Gemura, that the Baal Tefillah has to be part of the 10 people. So although someone who's across the road would answer the Kaddish, but the Uvul who's actually saying Kaddish, is the Baal Tefillah. So if a road is Mafsik, the Uvul who's saying Kaddish would not be allowed to say it from across the road if he hasn't got minyan with him. By the way, I've been moira sometimes. Not everyone is makdir to daven with a talis on his head, but the Baal Tefillah in the Heimish is shul zecher. So those who come in to say Kaddish, while they are saying Kaddish, the Mugavim says that they are the Baal Tefillah, so they should have the Hidilim, which Baal Tefillah has. Now, there are those who want to say that where do we see Shesram is mafsik? It's only between two houses. But since the oilam, a lot of these minyanim were in front gardens, between a front garden and a front garden, and a shisarabim is not mafsik. Now, if the front garden has got its own mechitzas, that it's halachically cornered off from the pavement, that would be a bit hard to say that the whole concept of a shisarabim is only the house, because it's got a roof, and the enclosure is not enough. But should the front garden not have mechitzas high 10 tuchim, or if people are actually standing on the pavements, again, I'm not going in whether now it's been permitted, at those times it wasn't, and you know, somewhere it angers the neighbors. I'm just speaking strictly halucha, practical, and either mochisa, something else, that's what I'm going into. Were they to be standing on, theoretically, on pavements, five on this pavement and five on that pavement, then maybe the shisarab would not be mafsik, because they are, the pavement halachically is considered part of the shisarabim. Now, we would all understand that if there would be people from the line of the Cheshtefen by a levaya or by a protest, people are standing on the road, although there would be a dalad amas between one person and another person, one could understand that the shisarabim is not mafsik. So the same one could say applies when people are standing on the pavement. Again, all these things are not very clear. So Zecher, now Zecher, it's easier to have 10 people in one enclosure is Gewaldige Sache. Another question I was asked, and there has been a psak, for the Gedei Lador, which is very interesting, is about Aliyah L'Toyra. When the Oyle L'Toyra cannot keep social distance from the Baal Koyle. Although theoretically, while I'm speaking now, one could, the Oyle L'Toyra can be Oyle L'Toyra, and the Baal Koyle can stand 2 meters away, and no, but that wouldn't help. I'll tell you why. The Shas, the Aliyah, the Pashtus, the person, it's not Dafka the Brucha, when he's Oyle L'Toyra, we'll soon see, it's, although he can't line or is not lining, he goes out Shmaya Oyle. The question is, does he have to physically stand during his Aliyah near to the Sefer Torah to actually see the letters, the Heilige Oysis in the Sefer Torah during the Aliyah? Now, the Mechaber says in Simon Kif Mem Gimel, C5, Baifaknesis, Sh'aimbem Yishidai Elikvois Eloheichot. We're talking about in the times of the Mechaber, and that's how it used to be. Everyone who was Oyler lined himself. And what happens if there's a shul where there's only one person who knows how to line? Yevurech the Bakoyler should make the Brucha, the Yikvet Tzas Psikim, and he should line the Psikim that he's lining, whether it's weekdays or Shabbos. Yevurech Lachrayim, and he should make a Brucha Achroina. And afterwards, the Choyzer Yevurech Tchila, he makes another Brucha, Shabucha Buni, the Koyrek Tzas Psikim, he lines a few Psikim, and the Vurech Lachrayim, he makes the Brucha Shenusun Teir Semes. And he should do that as many times as he needs for the number of people who have to be oiled on that day. That means on a Monday and Thursday, Shabbos Mincha 3 times, and on a Shabbos, 7 times. It's not Mefoyde, Shabbos Mestabe, that since the Tkuna was that before the Brucha, one should say Bochi. So here again, on a weekday, on a Shabbos, the Baal Koyle should say 7 times Bochi, 7 times the Brucha L'Afoneyu, he should line, and 7 times Brucha L'Achreyu. And that's Zecha Glata Zach, Un Kanshim Choylik, and that's, and it was Nagaya for me, that's what I did. I had a big comment. Chuchem, Asat Chazeg, if it was the Baal Koyle, I'll not. Mishkefeld, I was Mavata on my Shishi, and I'm still doing it until things get back to normal. So the Koyle was Oyle, the Allah Kriya. Stama Ha'ura that I had, which I didn't realize, that in such a case where the Baal Koyle is Oyle, all the 7 Kriyim Shabbos, one doesn't say Kaddish after the 7 Kriyim and then call up read again the last piece as a machter and say the Haftorah. The only reason one does that is because when you're calling up a new person to machter, he should also read, have read or read part of the Chumash. In this case, it does not apply because it's the same person who is having the seven aliyahs and machter. So in such a case, with the glat l'chaladayas, the balkoyres, oil of the seven kliyim, then he reads machter and says chutzi kaddish after machter. Now, there were some who came up with a concept that maybe one can be oiler from one's place. And what is that based on? The Mechaber in Simon Kif Lamentes Sif Gimel says, Sina, Einoi Koyle, he can't be Oyle Le Toyle, although he could read off the heart, the Fishuusa Likleus Afila Os Achat Shaloi Menaksav. One can't read even one letter of the Torah, Shalom Naksav, the Balkoyle has to be very careful. So the guy, places where there's the Pasha Shira, where he has to go from one line to the next, he always has to make sure, or the Bada says, Sadibus, Loi, Loi, he has to be the right Loi for the right signal, Sitza, and so on. So the Sina cannot be Oyle, because he can't read Naksav. Zukterimu. Since nowadays the Oyle Le Toyle doesn't lie, not understand the Balkoyle lies, and he's Moitzi him al Shemaya Toyle, Zuk the Mareo, the Mu brings the Mareo, that Akshav Toyle Sima, like we call up an Amurat, or maybe we would all be Amuratsim, because we can't read when in the Chimish, where there's no Nikidus and no Trop. And it's a lot of Shmaikoina, and we would even call up someone who can't even read together with a Bal Tvila, with a Bal Koida, Elamai, since the Bal Koida is the one who's lining the Kochaksav, and we're Yotel Shmaikoina, that's why in Salazim is us to call up even Amurat, Oivazoi, he had been a blind person, the line here, is can also be oiler. The master, the Mishnah B'ri brings that there are cholkim on this halucha, by a kriya derais of pasha zucha, the Mishnah B'ri says one should be machter, but on a normal kriya, he's okay with it. So there were those who say that if one can call up the toiler, a blind person who can't see, oivazoi, let the person who's oiler the toiler stand far away, maybe, very far away, and El Bioyle like a blind person. And L'choyle, that's a little schwer. So we see Aliyah is called Aliyah L'choyle. Those times in lots of shuls, you have a bima where you're Oyle L'choyle. And even it's not a kpaida in the shuls where they don't have a bima to go up to, but one would have to have something beside the toilet to go near it. Unchapness like a toilet to actually touch it, as the Mechaber says in Kif Lamentes Yidalot, he has to hold that to chayim. Now, even if we'll say that's not l'akiva, it's not like a tchila, it's not something if he doesn't hold the side of the toilet, he can't. But to say that one can from 20 yards away, the oiler the toilet, and that's how it was in Eretz Yisrael when there were these porch minyanim, people could be standing 20, 30 meters away from the side of the toilet, is that a it's schwer to zugen, as I thought. So the glatter way to do it is that the balkoyle should be oyle, all the shiva kriyin. I'd just like to finish off on Friday. I don't know who spoke on Friday, whether he mentioned it, was Chuf Sivan. Chuf Sivan was initiated, if that's the right word, or the founded by the Heilige Rabbi Netan in the time of the Crusades, 800 years ago, more or less, the three times there were, when the Nostrim went up to Eretz Yisrael to redeem it from the Muslimina, and on the way, on the Nebuchadnezzar geschreckliche mit Rishas nach Zulias, Jiden gehagert, a lot of Kinnis Kedoshas were wiped out, and the Rabbi Netam of Masakim in the Yom Chub Sivim of Hayom Tzlicha. 400 years later, Tachtat, when Chmelenetsky and Nachshonoi Vizichroi, the Kozakim, was also a gross Arigas, I don't remember how many, 600,000 Chaylik and Fikalisu was then, so the Gedolei Yisur then at that time re Omnochmu Mechazi Meduchov 7. And after the Second World War, is given up Asifa from the English Rabbunim, that although we haven't got the Koyach to be in the second new days, for Slichas, Mevotik Mechazi exam, the Indian Fikhov 7, the South English Yidna, Hearing Jury, a lot of them were deported and Oscar Haggard in these days. Who was one of the Kedoshim. He writes that he's thinking in those times he was there when it started the Gezeiros. He says, even in our times, that means in the time of the Second World War, the concept of Kiddush Hashem normally implies, like it was at the time of the Crusades, when the Yidden were given an opportunity, either from the Kedush Madden, or the Mishkan of Messias Nefesh, and that's what's called Al Kiddush Hashem. But in the times of the Second World War, the Dutch, the Yimach Shimon Zichron, didn't ask any questions. Lom Gelimah Meshemudim, and not only Meshemudim, even people who only had one parent, a father Yid, or Zayde Yid, who halachically weren't even considered Yidden, Amazoch Gehaget. What is, what's not the Rebbeinu Shalom within? How does the concept of Kiddush Hashem apply here? Hat er gesucht mit der Achtumme von der Möbike Wort von der Heilige Rebbe Bzische von Arme Polle. Es says, Chazal tell, Machshuva Teide, HaKudosh Baruch Hu, mit Zarefa le Maase. That someone has a Machshuva to do a mitzvah, and HaKudosh Baruch Hu joins it with a Maase. So he says, the Lushen mit Zarefa is schwer. It should say Mechashva, the Rebbe Yisraelim reckons it as if he did it. So he says that in every mitzvah, there's the Maase HaMitzvah, and there's the machshuva, the heart, which is in the word says, "Avatem is Hashem lekaychem cholavatchem." Tfilas avoyde shabelev. It's not a lip service; it has to come from the heart. These two things together make the Maaseh Mitzvah. Unfortunately, there are people who would very much want to daven and can't. And we had it the last few months: people who are not strained, even on respirators, maybe would have wanted to daven, they couldn't. And then the other people were fortunate enough to daven, but unfortunately, a lot of us, most of us, chaylik of the daven, on the half, all of the davenim, our heart is not in it. We pay lip service. So both of them are haldazachim. The Rebbeinu Shloim joins the machshuva of those who wanted to do a mitzvah with the maaseh of those who did it without machshuva. If a name there, tagam to maaseh. So the Heilige Pesachim Rebbe in the the Ovetz HaKadosh Mitzvah Kavini was in the first of the Ovetz HaKadosh who taught us and brought around in Klal Yisur the concept of Kiddush Hashem. He was prepared to stretch out his neck on the Akaida. And we say that for the Heilige Gepeg, the Akaida's Yitzvah, the Zari Haim, the Rachm Kiste. But the Maaseh, there was no Maaseh. It was a Gewaldige Machshuva. To join Yitzvah Kavini's Machshuva is not enough for the Maaseh of one Jew and not two Jews. Of them, we had 6 million Yidden to be able to join up with Yitzhak Avini's Machshuva. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom says he's doing in our time, is joining up these two, because in days of then, Arichtig and Matthias Nefesh, the combination of Yitzhak Avini's Machshuva with the Allah Kedoshim and Toilim. I'm sure the health of these Kedoshim and Toilim from all the generations, from the last generation, Well, Stein von Kissa covered and asked for us, I'm the Zeuche Zahn, to be a Tashir to Kaini, the Mahira, the Umayni, Umayn. I'm sorry for overextending my time limit. Call Tavisi was Tavis.
The Shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the Shirim and Drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.